Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, our radio audience, and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective of what's taking place. Light meaning we're just praying, spending time with God, hearing what's happening, and finding kind of a God perspective of what's happening, a sane perspective of what's happening.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And before I get started, I do want to say that one of our listeners sent us some information that they felt that, Pat, you would be really deeply...
Well, that sounded sinister.
But they're just thinking about you, you know. They're thinking about you.
They feel sorry for me.
Yeah, and some anonymous...
Is this your mom again?
No, she tells me to apologize.
Right.
She tells me to apologize. Your mom said... No, no, seriously, they said that, you know, they know how important your looks are, and and... You know, I'm running 10 miles a day.
You know,
all those different things. Uh-huh. And they found that we're told the first thing that came to their mind.
What's the first thing?
The first thing that came to their mind when they saw this was Pat Hamilton on VFN TV.
Wow.
It is something that the Weather Channel has now. It's called Haircast. Serious. They brought it to me. Thank you for thinking about Pat's hair. And so you can actually go and, I guess, go on the Weather Channel. You can hunt, peck around or whatever and look for the find out what kind of hair day it's going to be.
Oh, that's important to him.
Yeah, it really is. And not speaking about trying to get John to grow hair.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm just glad I have hair.
I don't even look at the hair cast. You know?
In some areas and some other, you know, it's all real. Don't pull on it. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about, in this program, it's going to be focused on Israel because the whole attention of the world is on Israel. Israel is setting a standard for all of us to honor the human creation, human beings, in a powerful way. Some very sad news as well that seven more soldiers have, Israeli Defense Force, two of which are Americans, are now been killed in the line of duty defending the nation. And I believe one is missing. We'll be talking more about that. But also that the prime minister, not the prime minister, but the Israel ambassador, the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, who you heard recently on VFN TV, spoke last night in Washington, D.C. at the CUFI, the Night of Honoring Israel in Washington, D.C.
How about that?
And so we are going to bring to you, only on VFN TV, you know, we're going to bring to you, our viewers and our listeners, the ambassador's speech. And before that, though, we're going to go right into a report straight from Jerusalem. The Jerusalem Post reporting on an update, what's taking place in Israel, and then we're going to come back and talk about the ambassador's speech and go right into it.
IDF announces 13 soldiers lost their lives. Hamas terrorists attempt to infiltrate Israel through a tunnel. UN says they are concerned over the situation in Gaza. And anti-Israel Jordanians stage a pro-Gaza rally. Shalom and welcome to the Jerusalem Post News. Today is Monday, July 21st, and we are bringing you the latest on the IDF offensive in Gaza, Operation Protective Edge. The IDF announced on Sunday that 13 Israeli soldiers from the Golani Brigade had been killed since Saturday night in fighting in Gaza, bringing the total number of military fatalities in Operation Protective Edge to 18. Seven of the 13 soldiers' names were released for publication, including Major Tsafrir Bar-Or, 32, from Holon, Captain Svika Kaplan, 28, from Kibbutz Merav, Staff Sergeant Max Steinberg from California, age 24, Staff Sergeant Moshe Malko, 20, from Jerusalem. Sergeant Gilad Jacobi, 21, from Kiryat Ono. Sergeant Oz Mandelovich, 21, from Avtalion. And Sergeant Nisim Sean Carmeli, 21, from Ranana. The military was still completing the process of identifying the remaining fallen soldiers and notifying families. After the deaths were announced, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a press conference alongside Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon, sending condolences to those affected by their deaths.
אני מבקש לומר לכם שאין מלחמה צודקת מזאת שבניכם, בנינו, נפלו במלחמה.
There's not more of a just war than the one that your sons, our sons, have fought. We will finish the job that they began, and we will restore the quiet of the South, the center, and all the parts of the country.
In the latest in Operation Protective Edge, which is now in its 14th day, two terrorist attack cells entered Israel from a northern Gaza smuggling tunnel this morning. They were identified by IDF lookouts, and an aircraft was dispatched to intercept them. The first cell was struck from the air, and 10 of its members were killed, and the second cell fired an anti-tank missile at a military vehicle. The Shin Bet sent an alert to the IDF hours before the attack, warning of intentions of terrorists in northern Gaza to infiltrate the country. IDF ground forces continued to advance to positions in the northeast Gazan Shaja'iya area overnight and took part in heavy exchanges of fire with terrorists in the area. An army unit killed 10 terrorists in exchanges of fire, and three soldiers were injured. A number of tunnels have been found in the area, and Hamas attempted to hinder the IDF's tunnel destruction work by opening fire on the army. The UN Security Council expressed serious concern on Sunday at the escalation of violence in the Gaza conflict. While meeting to discuss almost 2 weeks of fighting between Israel and Hamas that has cost more than 400 lives, the members of the Security Council called for respect of the international humanitarian law, including protection of civilians. Jordan requested the meeting after more than 60 Palestinians and 13 Israeli soldiers were killed as Israel shelled Gaza's Shaja'iya neighborhood and battled militants in the bloodiest fight in the 13-day offensive. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who is in the Middle East in a bid to help broker a ceasefire, condemned the latest deaths as, quote, an atrocious action and called for an immediate end to the fighting. Hundreds of mainly Islamist Jordanian protesters burnt Israeli flags in Amman on Sunday in protest of civilian deaths in Gaza since the beginning of the operation. Demonstrators called on Palestinian Hamas militants to step up rocket attacks against Israeli towns and cities to avenge deaths caused by the offensive. Protesters near the Israeli embassy in Amman's affluent Rabia district chanted, quote, death to Israel, in one of the biggest public outpourings of anger against Israel in the last few years. Hundreds of protesters also demanded the government shut the Israeli embassy and scrap Jordan's peace treaty with the Jewish state. That's all for today. Check out jpost.com and our Facebook page for more on the escalating tensions in Gaza. Until tomorrow, shalom from the Jerusalem Post studio.
The Jerusalem Post is also reporting, I think it's pretty interesting, out of Israel, that not only there was this attack on the Israeli Defense Force, but there was a tragedy of seven soldiers were attacked in their vehicle, and they were targeted by Hamas. And on Sunday, and presently, as you're looking at right here, this particular sergeant, he is, they don't know whether Sergeant Scholl is dead or if he's kidnapped or missing, and they're still looking for him. Last reports are this morning on the Jerusalem Post. I want to encourage you, pray that he is rescued. Immediately he's found and brought back, because this, according to what the ambassador that you'll be hearing today and others are reporting, that that's all Hamas wants. They just want one Israeli defense soldier that they can say, we got one of the Jews, and no, tell them what they'll try to do or harm or try to show the world. And that's one of all these tunnels that you've been hearing about, we've been talking about, they've been digging up under. They just want to grab. But think about it. This whole thing proves that this is God. I mean, why would so many people, you have Asia, you have the continent of Asia, you have the continent, you know, of South and North America. You have all this land in the world, Africa and India, but for some reason that those who are held captive are just dead set on this piece of land that's 70 miles wide at its widest point, and they want it. They're digging tunnels under it like termites. I mean, 60 feet deep, as you heard about yesterday. It's 60 feet deep, and you can go, by the way, go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and look at the tunnels. We have a picture of the tunnels that IDF blog put up, and we have made it available for you on the Torch. But, you know, we're in this, you know, southeastern United States, and you think about termites, and termites are like, I was speaking to a termite man. Is that what you call them? The bug killer dudes. And and he was saying that termites are on their highest level ever right now. It's like, is there anything else that can crank up right now? You got locusts, and they say they just devour houses within a short period of time. But what they do is they bore. You know, termites bore into your domain. They bore up through the wood and through the sheet rocks and all this different stuff. Whatever your house is made of, they just kind of work their way through that, create tunnels, and they just eat your house. They just constantly are just eating it up. They want your house. And you can't help but look, you know, begin to describe Hamas at one point as we're talking. It's sort of like having a tumor in your body, and it begins to spread. Now it looks like another way to look at it. It's almost like termites, that they're boring their way in tunnels up under. And what happens is, if you don't deal with the termites, everything you have is going to collapse.
Yeah. Right.
Your house is going to collapse. Believe it or not, this small wood boring insect can cost you. And he was talking about houses that are way down there in the area of Blue Water Bay, and these beautiful,
gorgeous places,
$1 million homes, but they're having $300,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
$300,000 worth of damage because these things just bore their way in. Well, these guys are boring their way in into concrete, into rock. But last night, Oliver North, I guess captain or whatever he was in the military, retired military.
Colonel.
That he said, this is breaking news. He was speaking to someone on Fox News. He said, They reported last year, I believe, that high amounts of concrete have been delivered to Gaza, and they knew that they were building tunnels with it.
Yeah, they were actually stealing it from Israel. Brought it in there actually to help the Palestinians build and reconstruct, and Hamas was stealing it.
I didn't hear that part, but I heard that they were using. They knew that there was a large amount. They knew this was going on.
Yeah,
they knew this was going on. But we got, when we get back, we're going to have the ambassador. He just spoke just last night, so you're going to hear it fresh and seeing it fresh if you're watching us on VFN TV. Listen, this is Israel's ambassador to us. How fresh can you get other than Prime Minister Bibi? But Benjamin Netanyahu realized that the ambassador is going to do more of the detailed talk because he's fighting a war right now. And the Prime Minister is. And so Ambassador Ron Dermer is going to be speaking in just a moment, and you'll be able to see just last night, hours ago, at the Honoring Israel Night at Christians United for Israel in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take JC to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the DAR at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, the 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledged firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I had a legal question for you. I'm a supervisor in a small office, and recently I had a new associate join my team who's very much into neo-paganism, and she displays books about witches and inverted pentagrams around her desk. And I was wondering if she has just as much protection as I do. You know, if I have Christian material around my desk, is she legally protected to keep those on her desk, or can I ask her to remove those?
Nope, she has got the same rights of religious freedom and the free exercise of religion that you do, and that's the way that works. So this should encourage the Christian employee to continue to maintain an appropriate witness there at work without being disruptive to the work environment. But that's the way to handle a situation like that, not to censor all religions, but to allow an equal, what we would call a basically an equal access policy.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Oh my goodness. Listen. Man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners that are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to vfntv.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded into your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool, because then you have it. Think about this. You remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going to go right into, and we'll have to interrupt this, you know, for our sponsors that makes this possible, so you can know who's actually bringing this to you. But we want you to hear this speech in its entirety. It's last night. This is the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, as he's addressing Christians United for Israel, a night to honor Israel. Just a very powerful, I mean, you just saw what Jerusalem Post is reporting this morning in Israel, what you're seeing on the news. Now you're going to hear the ambassador speak, and you'll also hear people in the crowd react, and I want you to watch this.
Thank you. It's a better reception than I got on CNN. Pastor Hagee and Diana, thank you both for your unwavering support for Israel. Sheldon and Mary, I don't know if they're still here. Thank you for being giants of generosity for the Jewish people and the Jewish state. And Senator Graham, thank you for being a lion in the Senate, defending Israel's security and championing the friendship between the United States and Israel. I want to thank the leadership of CUFI, the thousands of Christians who are here tonight, and the millions of Christians across the United States who stand with Israel today and every day. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as we meet here tonight in Washington, thousands of Israeli soldiers are fighting in Gaza, and millions of Israelis are huddled in bomb shelters. 27 Israelis have lost their lives. 25 soldiers, including two American citizens, Max Steinberg and Sean Carmeli, have paid the ultimate price for the defense of Israel. Israel's army is defending our country against the firing of rockets at our cities and against terrorists tunneling under our borders to massacre and kidnap our civilians. But what is at stake is not just a battle between Israel and Hamas. It is a battle between a democratic society that seeks peace with all its neighbors and a terror organization whose charter calls for the destruction of the Jewish state and the genocide of the Jewish people. It is a battle between a free society that allows freedom of speech.
What you're listening to right now, you're listening to people interrupt the ambassador. What's so encouraging with this ambassador is he begins it's just like, okay, you know, it wasn't the fact that we were weak. We were just being humble. But let me explain how he deals with this, because it's just outright ignorance. And it's like this, they're standing up for their right to exist and to live. And here they are. This is Christians United for Israel. Somebody obviously planned this moment to be able to come in there and act like they were one. But, you know, Paul said, he said, listen, he said, you know, the wolves will come in amongst your number. I warned you day and night. But watch how he deals with this. I mean, we would go back to it, but it's encouraging to watch. Okay, the foolishness is over. We're getting serious. I mean, listen up. Watch this.
Between a free society that allows freedom of speech and between a society where no dissent is allowed. Don't worry, I'll get to the so-called war criminals later. It is a battle between a compassionate country that's dropping leaflets and making phone calls and sending text messages to save Palestinian civilians and a brutal terror organization that uses hospitals as military command centers, manufactures rockets next to mosques, and turns UN schools into weapons depots. Israel appreciates that most responsible leaders around the world have supported Israel's right to defend itself. That list includes President Obama, President Hollande of France, Chancellor Merkel of Germany, Prime Minister Cameron of Great Britain, Prime Minister Abbott of Australia, and Prime Minister Harper of Canada. We also appreciate that President Obama and the American Congress have helped Israel develop the Iron Dome missile defense system. Iron Dome saves Israeli lives. Without Iron Dome, hundreds of rockets would be landing on our cities and killing our civilians. But Iron Dome also saves Palestinian lives. Because if those missiles were landing in Israel, our government would have to respond with much greater force. But ladies and gentlemen, Israel deserves more than the support of the international community. Israel deserves the admiration of the international community. Because no military in history has taken greater care than the IDF to protect innocents of the other side. And this care is happening not when we're fighting a war by remote control thousands of miles away. It is happening when three quarters of our country, the equivalent of over 200 million Americans, are huddled in bomb shelters. Imagine what the United States would do if 2,000 rockets would be fired by a terror organization from contiguous territory and 200 million Americans would have to rush to bomb shelters day after day. Does anyone seriously believe that America would use less force? Does anyone seriously believe that Britain would use less force if 40 million Britons were in bomb shelters every day? Well, actually, in the case of Britain, we can do more than guess. We know how they responded. The only other time in history when thousands of rockets were fired at a civilian population was during World War II. The Germans fired 4,000 rockets at Great Britain. What was the British response? What was Churchill's response? Dresden. The carpet bombing of German cities. Now, I'm the last person in the world who will criticize Winston Churchill, who was perhaps the greatest leader of the 20th century. Churchill deserves a round of applause.
Interesting. What's interesting here is that Winston Churchill was the first thing reportedly that our president did when he came into office was to send the bust, you know, the head, the bust of Winston Churchill, to send it back. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what meanest thou this? Why would you send the bust back? I think it's pretty cool that Dr. King is in the White House right now. And he's saying, when you see people in the United Kingdom right now saying they're protesting and saying, don't do this. Wait a minute. You carpet bombed when somebody shot 5,000 rockets at you. And the thing about it is that every nation responds that way.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Israel. Israel's able to come in there, and obviously the power, the grace, the mercy, the wisdom of God, the technology God has allowed them to have, the ability to just do surgical, as Secretary of State John Kerry said, supposedly off mic, it just couldn't have been off mic. You don't do a speakerphone when you're in a newsroom talking private stuff. Either way, that he was alluding to, he's aware that it's a pinpoint operation, which means, I mean, think about a needle of a pen and being so specific that, you know, that's how you do surgery. Mm-hmm. And people come out better off because you're just removing the tumor. You're just removing the cancer. You're just removing the problem part. And so, yeah, I mean, you can see this on the VFN Torch, but we're trying to figure the first thing that happened was the very person that the Ambassador Dermer is praising here, Winston Churchill, is the first thing that came. We had a bust of him in the White House, and he packed it up, and the president didn't send it right back. I think it means a lot more than just that. But it's interesting, Churchill was the one that responded the same way, actually in a worse way, because this was an excellent way to be able to do it now. But God's given them the wisdom to be able to do it. Churchill didn't have that kind of, you know, wisdom at that time. Amazing. Things are kind of folding and coming together. We're beginning to really get dimensional understanding right here. We got more from the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dermer, when we come back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices, and podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are last night in Washington, D.C. at the Christians United for Israel, honoring the night of honoring Israel, the ambassador, the Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, who you've heard before on VFN TV, spoke. And I'm talking about, you know, this is a fresh perspective. This is so fresh. And as we just left off before the break, you know, he was talking about, you know, how nations typically respond, how they respond to these type of things. And when you look at the ratio or percentages, when you have 6 million people in the total population approximately in Israel, if that's equivalent to the ratio of America, as many people that are running for cover in Israel, that's like 200 million folks running for cover in America.
200 million, right?
200 million run, daily.
Yeah.
Over 2,000 rockets being fired. And I think we would respond, according to Jeff Miller, Congressman Jeff Miller, we would actually deal, remember the meeting, he said, we will come down on somebody that was doing something like that. We had the ability to do it. But yet they're doing it differently. He said that, you know, Great Britain carpet bombed those who was doing that to them, Germany. And he's coming in now talking after, said this is what happened right there. And he's praising Churchill, saying he saved his people. He kept mm-hmm. his people. If he wouldn't have done that, they say then Hitler would have came down and have taken over Great Britain. He would have taken over Spain, would have taken over France. And they said a byproduct of that, somebody says, then he would have taken over. This is not the ambassador saying, this is reports are, that they would have taken over Canada, because you're looking at Canada was under the Queen.
Wow.
And, of course, then it's just a matter of time before they would have swept down in America. So America, the bus that got sent back was a man that said, stop it. You cannot take over the world. And, you know, we talked about, you know, hegemony before. You know, people are really, that means taking over, men who still want to rule the world. And that's what you see taking on right now with the caliphates mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. So here is Israel fighting against it. And them winning means we all win, especially democracy wins.
Yeah.
And definitely Christians and Jews win. So here is the ambassador right in the middle of his speech. This is the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, addressing Christians United for Israel, the night of honoring Israel in Washington, D.C. last night.
Applause. I will not criticize the decisions he made to fight the Nazis and defend our common civilization. But at the same time, I will not accept, and no one should accept, criticism of Israel for acting with restraint that has not been shown and would not be shown by any nation on earth. I especially will not tolerate criticism of my country at a time when Israeli soldiers are dying so that innocent Palestinians can live.
You're noticing from time to time, you're going to see interruptions come in. There's different people that have planted themselves in the crowd. They're not, obviously not too popular, because as soon as they start carrying on, all the supporters of Israel stand up and begin to just wave Israeli American flags and just
and drown them out.
And drown them out. And the thing about it is, you're actually driving home the point you don't want driven home. It's better just to let them speak and go away. But now you're actually bringing attention to the world. But I think the ambassadors, you see, so when you see people rising up like that, that's what they're doing. They're actually, you know, just drowning out that particular voice. Notice the cameras don't even go on them, but also notice the secrets, their secret service, you know, comes up and begins to focus on that. But it's just good to see those type of things happen. Watch, he deals with it.
There is a section for moral idiots in the back of the room. Why don't you join your friends? Ladies and gentlemen, Israel did not have to send its soldiers into many places they are fighting today. We could have given people time to evacuate these areas, which we did anyway, and then bombed from the air all the buildings that were being used by fighters to store and fire weapons. But we didn't, as we have done time after time. We are sending our soldiers into this hornet's nest of Palestinian terror that is booby-trapped with mines and riddled with subterranean tunnels. Some are shamelessly accusing Israel of genocide and would put us in the dock for war crimes. But the truth is that the Israeli Defense Forces should be given a Nobel Peace Prize. Fighting, a Nobel Prize for fighting with unimaginable restraint. And one day, when the enemies of Israel and the moral idiots, who you may still hear from tonight, one day when the enemies of Israel are defeated and the moral idiots are silenced, people will look back and marvel at how the most threatened nation on earth never lost its nerve and always upheld its values. Never forget the moral difference between Israel and Hamas. Hamas deliberately targets the innocent. They want to kill as many civilians as possible. For them, the more civilians they kill, the greater the success. Israel does not target the innocent. We want to harm as few civilians as possible. For us, the more civilians that are harmed, the greater the failure. And what makes Israel's task so challenging is the unprecedented effort of Hamas that section's filling up. Israel, 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 Israel. What makes Israel's task so challenging is the unprecedented effort of Hamas to endanger their own civilians. While the IDF is doing everything to keep Palestinian civilians out of harm's way, Hamas is doing everything to put Palestinian civilians into harm's way by ignoring IDF warnings to evacuate, by forcing Palestinians to serve as human shields, and by placing missile batteries next to playgrounds, hospitals, and homes. And you know why Hamas is doing this? It's not only because of the evil they represent, and it may not be politically correct, but this is evil. It's not just because of the evil. After all, an organization that is capable of producing scores of suicide bombers doesn't care a whit about Palestinian civilians using their lives. But Hamas also uses its strategy of human shields for another reason. Because it works. Because time after time, when Palestinian civilians die, because it works on people like that. Because time after time, when Palestinian civilians die, when those heart-wrenching pictures of women and children appear on television, and pictures that would move any decent human being, when those pictures are on television, the blame is placed on Israel and the pressure is put on Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is whether we will finally break this cycle.
We come back from this break. We're going to hear more from the ambassador about breaking this cycle.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life of the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
For all of our listeners out there on VFN Radio, we love to hear from you. Thank you for liking us on Facebook. And we are just beginning to venture out. And it's like, what is this Twitter thing? You know, we thank you for all the ones that are following us, and we're seeing you come in, and just be patient with us. It takes a little while for us to figure out that kind of technology. But and also our Facebook, Facebook friends that are out there, and our Christian Television Network audience. Hello to the Gulf Coast, out there in the sandy beaches. It's real hot right now, I think.
Very humid. Hot. Mm.
But so if you have a sailboat, write to us, and I'll be some, I don't know, what do you call that?
Visitation.
I'll be some ballast. You know, John and I both got to go because you got to sit on one side of the boat to ballast the boat.
Bounce the other side. There you go.
Pat wouldn't even put, he doesn't have
it. He can't
go. No. So, but. The beautiful sandy beaches. We are on the Gulf Coast every day now between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. And that's very strategic because it's down there in the Gulf Coast region. It is before your local news comes on. I think it comes on around 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And is an alternative to a, what is that, world news perspective? You can get both a viewpoint of what's taking place in the world to get a perspective on VFN TV and the daily radio program. So when you go into your local news and you want to hear, you know, what's taking place and it's a good local news in that area, that you have a perspective now. You have a perspective, and you can go to sleep that night having a godly perspective. At least we're trying to seek that, that you can have a word over your heart, that you can have peace, and you can help people the next day at work. As a matter of fact, you can listen to us on the radio all day long. If you want to change the environment of your workplace, change the environment of your home, turn on VFN Radio.
Yes.
Turn it on, download our app, go to VFNTV.com to find out all the different ways you can get us.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going right back into the Israeli ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, speaking last night at the CUFI, Christians United for Israel, honoring the night of honoring Israel. Listen up.
Oh, and the pressure is put on Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is whether we will finally break this cycle. Will the world stand up to the use of human shields? Will the media continue to allow Hamas to manipulate it? Will the UN and many so-called human rights organizations continue to say nothing and do nothing? Edmund Burke once said that all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. But when it comes to Hamas's use of human shields, what the UN and many human rights organizations are doing is worse than being silent in the face of evil. They attack the good. They attack Israel for its legitimate actions of self-defense. They file Goldstone reports accusing Israel of war crimes. Now, don't get me wrong. These organizations are not like Hamas. They do not intentionally harm Palestinian civilians. But in convincing Hamas that its strategy of using human shields will be effective, they are unwittingly serving as their accomplices. It's time for the UN to find a moral compass. It's time for the world to find a moral backbone. It's time to take a stand against the use of human shields. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a common heritage, and we face common enemies, and we certainly share a common future. That future is under threat by radical Islamist movements that are sweeping through the Middle East. The values of the Islamists can be seen every day in Gaza, in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, and elsewhere in the region. Radical Shias are led by Iran and its foremost proxy, Hezbollah. Radical Sunnis are led by the likes of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. The radical Shias speak of the return of an imam from the 9th century. The radical Sunnis hope to restore a caliphate from the 7th century. If they met halfway, I suppose they'd end up in the 8th century. But wherever they ended up, rest assured, it would be a place where there are no rights for women, no tolerance for Jews or Christians, and where those suffering most under their repressive rule would be Muslims who did not share their twisted ideology. Today, Christians are literally fleeing for their lives from Mosul, Iraq, under the threat of extortion, conversion, or death. 35,000 Christians have fled their homes, many to the safety of the Kurdish areas in northern Iraq. May God bless those Kurds for their decency and humanity. And maybe that Presbyterian group that recently decided to divest from Israel, the one place in the Middle East with a thriving Christian community, maybe that group can summon the courage to fire off a press release showing some sympathy with their Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq. or in Libya or Syria or anywhere else for that matter. Don't bet on it. Ladies and gentlemen, it may be decades before the fires stoked by Shia radicals and Sunni radicals burn out. The most important thing for the world is not to be singed by the flames. That means preventing any of those radicals from developing weapons of mass destruction, especially nuclear weapons. And it is the Shia radicals led by Iran that are closer to achieving that goal. Hamas in Gaza is the little evil. The Ayatollah regime in Iran is the great evil. And I don't want to offend those in Hezbollah. They're only a middle-sized evil. Iran's regime executes hundreds of political prisoners. It stones women. It hangs Christians. It has helped the Syrian regime massacre nearly 200,000 people and turn millions more into refugees. Iran is the foremost sponsor of terrorism in the world, perpetrating terror attacks on 5 continents and 25 countries in the last 4 years alone. And Iran continues its march to develop nuclear weapons. Fortunately, a bad deal was not signed last week with Iran. A bad deal is a deal that would leave Iran with its nuclear weapons capability essentially intact. That is a deal that would have been unacceptable to Israel. We hope the international community will stand firm and not agree to any deal where Iran does not fully dismantle its nuclear weapons capability. Now, pressure can make that happen. Not just military pressure. Pressure can make that happen. To those of you who don't believe that, think about this. If I would have stood here a year ago and I would have told you that virtually all of the chemical weapons in Syria could be removed through a diplomatic process, you would have laughed me off the stage. But with the right mix of military and diplomatic pressures, that is exactly what happened. And President Obama deserves credit for it. Now, with the right mix of military pressures, tough sanctions, and clear-eyed diplomacy, Iran can be forced to fully dismantle its nuclear weapons capability. And as always, Israel reserves the right to defend itself. The Jewish people did not restore our sovereignty in the land of Israel after 2,000 years, the land where our patriarchs prayed and our prophets preached and our kings ruled. We did not restore our sovereignty in this land to let the lifeline of our people be severed by a radical Ayatollah regime in Iran. Where is Pastor Hagee? Pastor Hagee, if you're listening, Israel lives, and Israel will continue to live from generation to generation till the end of time. In Dvarim, the book of Deuteronomy, the people of Israel were presented with a simple choice. I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your children may live. The lines that are being drawn today in the world could not be clearer. Good is fighting evil. Those who sanctify life are fighting those who glorify death. And just as the people of Israel have a choice, all people have a choice. So choose wisely, choose good, choose life,
and in doing so, choose to secure our common future. Thank you.
This is so important. You're looking at, you know, IDF deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. And thank you, President Obama. Thank you so much. Make sure you send a message to the president thanking him, as the ambassador said, for working out who would have ever imagined that all the chemical weapons in Syria, the largest stockpile of chemical weapons, I believe, in the world at the time, has been diplomatically, without war, taken and destroyed. And the ambassador, Ambassador Dermer, says that is because of what our president, President Obama, did. So make sure you give a shout out to him. Thank him for standing for Israel. And also with him and America working for the Iron Dome.
Yes.
That he says, thanks to President Obama and the context of that. Thank you, President Obama, for standing with and standing for Israel. Thank you, Kufi, for a night of honoring Israel. Dear God, we just pray for the salvation of Israel. Protect Israel, we pray. In the name of Yeshua, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We have a great way for your VFN Radio listeners to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.